hydrogen-powered aviation. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. The transportation sector is responsible for about a quarter of human-generated greenhouse gas emissions. Most of the energy used by transport systems comes from fossil fuels. The transition to electric vehicles, cars, trucks, and buses is making a real difference. However, the emissions from the aviation industry have continued to grow faster than those of other forms of transportation. There have been increased efforts to develop hydrogen-powered aircraft, but the challenges are substantial. Hydrogen can be used for aviation both as a directly combusted fuel or to power electric fuel cells. Its advantages are that its use produces no carbon dioxide, and in fact, hydrogen produces more energy per pound than jet fuel. A study by researchers at MIT looked at the prospects for hydrogen use in aircraft and what needs to be done to make it practical. The biggest issue is that the extra bulk of a hydrogen fuel tank and fuel cells in a plane would have to be offset by weight reductions elsewhere, such as reducing payload, cargo, or passengers. This would mean there would have to be more flights, thereby reducing the gains made. The researchers argue that improvements in fuel cell power and more weight-efficient fuel systems could eliminate the need for additional flights. The bigger challenge is the infrastructure for generating and distributing hydrogen. There needs to be green hydrogen, hydrogen produced without carbon emissions, and the infrastructure for getting it to planes where it is needed has to also not produce substantial emissions. The study suggests that the rollout of hydrogen-based aviation should start at locations that have favorable conditions for hydrogen production. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime at WAMCpodcasts.org.